Ani, Deborah McGregor, Principal Investigator for the Indigenous Environmental Justice Project. And in this podcast, you'll be hearing from Ali Hernandez, who's a PhD student in political science at York University. This was recorded on February 10th as part of a panel with others, and he'll be speaking to his efforts and role in acting as a supporter and ally to the Wet'suwet'en people. Ali Hernandez is a PhD student in political science, so he spoke from an ally perspective, as complicated as even that term can be, of some of the work he's involved in solidarity, the Wet'suwet'en people, and the kind of support that they're providing, material and otherwise, to assist with the Wet'suwet'en and supporters of the Wet'suwet'en people. So he spoke to some of the initiatives that he's involved in at York University in terms of graduate students. And this was very refreshing to hear, because to this point, there really hadn't been any kind of fulsome discussion around Indigenous, non-Indigenous relations, which can center around what's happening to the Wet'suwet'en people.
Hey, I'm Ali Hermanutz. I'm a settler, respectively born and bred on Treaty 2 and Treaty 13 territory in what is so-called Southern Ontario. I am right now a doctoral student in the Department of Politics. We've had a recent rebrand. I guess we weren't getting enough Google results. My research is focused on the political and social ecology of the Alberta tar sands, extractivist kind of corporate repression and state repression in Canada and in the U.S. I hold some other roles, but today I want to talk about the work I do with Rising Tide Toronto, which is one of many different chapters throughout North America and actually somewhat Northern Europe of environmental direct action groups that we are explicitly anti-capitalist, anti-colonial, and anti-imperialist. Since our creation, I think 6 years ago or 8 years ago now in Toronto, have been doing solidarity work with the Unist'ot'en and the Wet'suwet'en. We've been doing direct action organizing specifically, why I'd like to explain, but before I do that, I just want to say right now, I want to check on this, because in relation to this emergency action, Climate Justice Toronto, which is another youth organization that focuses on Indigenous sovereignty, solidarity work, and environmental direct action, they've begun, and Vanessa Gray is here, occupying the office of Carolyn Bennett. So this has just begun. If you check out Climate Justice TO's Instagram page, they have a live stream going right now. So they're gonna be looking for support there. After this, I'm going to go and take some food. If anybody wants to go down, it's near Eglinton Park, but it's, Carolyn Bennett's office. It's available publicly on Google Maps. They are beginning, from what I understand, to be an indefinite occupation of her office until the RCMP stand down from Wet'suwet'en territory.
So, not here for that reason. Okay.
So just to talk about, in light of this, seeing my friends there, it's really inspiring, the necessity of direct action. Do people know what direct action is? I always assume everybody knows. But if people don't, it's a political or social intervention by people in our capacity. It's usually decentralized. We don't have leadership in Rising Tide Toronto. And we act, again, explicitly in solidarity with indigenous sovereignty movements that are, again, related to climate, usually extractivism, mining, tar sands development in the Canadian context. And what we've done the last 4 months about through the winter that we've been working on, I'll talk about, we've been doing mass mobilizations, rallies, office occupations, again, with Climate Justice Toronto, with Porcupine Warriors, who Vanessa Gray is a part of. We've gone to the RBC offices, TC Energy, they've made a key fob, so we can't get into their offices anymore. The new investors in the Coastal GasLink project, since TC Energy monetized about 60% of their shares of that project and sold them to a Korean investment management firm, and then the Alberta AIMCO, it's the Alberta Investment Management Corporation, who has an office in downtown Toronto. If anybody would like the address, I can give you that. All of the people who are involved in the violent dispossession of Indigenous land, lifeways, culture, if we're talking about genocide, they all have names and addresses. And their organizations and the corporations also do. So most recently, in line with Tiandanaga, with what was happening now, also Six Nations has started a rail blockade. Rising Tide hosted a blockade in Toronto on Saturday for 6 hours on the CP railways, who CP is going to be responsible for actually delivering the pipe for the pipeline infrastructure development along the Coastal GasLink project route. And again, these CP, CN, all of these railways that were so instrumental to westward colonization, you know, from the St. Lawrence Valley on. All of these are easily accessible by people if you're interested in maybe visiting some of these sites and learning about how to slow down production of these capitalist so-called critical infrastructure development programs. They're all very fragile, and they're all very open to intervention from settlers. And that's what Rising Tide believes, that we need to make direct interventions in the flow of capital that functions to dispossess Indigenous peoples from their lands. So this is a great action. Climate Justice Toronto does really good work, and they're going to be there indefinitely. Hopefully they don't get threatened to the point that they have to leave quickly, but to speak to the diversity of tactics again, occupation, blockades, also, celebration while we're doing all of these things, I feel like is really important. And that's something, Deb, that you actually taught me in the research methods class. I think it was an article by Eve Tuck about suspending damage-centered research, I believe is what it's called, letters to communities. I love that article. I think about it all the time, The necessity of when we're doing these direct actions, when we're intervening in, colonial capitalist extractivist projects, to really celebrate what we're doing, We need to have dance parties, we need to have fun, we need to have food, we need to have love in these things. That alone, that the focus of the actions isn't just what the settler state and the corporations who are perpetuating this think of, right? They think of, as people have already said, the Wet'suwet'en are up to no good. They're protesting. They're breaking laws, and it's like that's all the kind of corporate media and the settler state can think about. But in fact, every day they're out there is a celebration of their sovereignty and of the great work they're doing. So trying to mirror that in the work we do is such an important part, I think, as settlers too, to celebrate the bonds that we're building and the work we're doing to slow down extractivist expansion. And in this particular movement is really important. So that's all I really have to say. Sorry I was kind of scattered and all about. This occupation and this support rally, really good, hope people can go. And I will plug Rising Tide Toronto's Facebook and Instagram and Twitter if you're curious about more actions that are forthcoming, ways to get involved. We are hopefully going to even host a direct action workshop through OPERC Toronto's Tools for Change, a 2-day one where we talk about how you can become involved in movements, how you can plan your own movements, how you can develop your own tactics for intervening in these you know, as the Unistotans say, the time is now. So that's it. Thank you.
Miigwech for listening to this podcast. And I would like to point you also to the whole suite of podcasts, which you can find on the Indigenous Environmental Justice website at York University. You can hear from all the speakers who participated on the panel on the Canadian State and Wet'suwet'en people. Also on the website, you can find further information on any other kind of activities and events that are occurring in relation to Indigenous environmental justice and the Wet'suwet'en people. Miigwech. Go!